This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
What are you feeling like for a topic today?
We can go a little sad. Let's go a little sad.
Oh, no, you're feeling a little sad.
I'm not feeling a little sad. I'm feeling like hearing something sad. Those are two distinctly different things.
I don't have feeling sad. I have feel bad, in which I think I just loaded one up here. Let's take a look.
Oh, good.
Pretty sure this is bad. Okay, I'm going to do a share of two. So the first one is going to be from the Smithsonian Magazine, July 23rd, 2021. See, on a topic of something that we just updated for who knows how many episodes away it was, 2021, 2 years ago? Anyhow, mass.
That's 3 years ago, Chelsea.
Alex Fox says, no, he titles this article, "This butterfly is the first U.S. insect to be wiped out by humans." Oh, it's 2024?
Oh, that is sad.
Yeah, you brought us here, Taylor. Genetic tests using museum specimens suggest that the Excursus blue was a distinct species and that it disappeared in 1941. So maybe that could make you feel a bit better because it wasn't us humans.
Okay. Also, it really sounds like they really had to cut like minutiae to get down to the fact that it's its own species.
What? The butterfly?
Yeah, no, it seemed like they really were like torn on whether or not it's its own species. So they had to like
I see what you're talking about now. The Excursus blue butterfly has the dubious distinction of being the first insect species in the United States to have been driven off the existential cliff of extinction by humans. Last one having been collected at San Francisco's Lobos Creek in 1941, less than 100 years after the species was first described by biologists. There is no question that human activities, specifically decades of livestock grazing and urban development that denuded and bulldozed the dunes, caused the Excursus blue to vanish. But in the years after its disappearance, a debate emerged concerning whether this doomed butterfly was a distinct species or just an isolated population of the wide-ranging silvery blue butterfly. Well, this took a turn.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was going to do.
Take a turn?
Yeah, to the point that maybe it's not actually a species. Maybe it's just, it looks
kind of... Oh, you did call that.
Yeah. Now, it's kind of like saying chihuahuas went extinct when you can't have chihuahuas go extinct because that would mean dogs went extinct because they're not their own distinct species. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a part of dogs.
Yes, because weirdly, if we only had a Newfoundlander or a Great Dane and a chihuahua left, they could breed to produce dogs again.
Like one of each left.
Yeah, well, I guess technically if you only had one of each left, no. But yeah, sure.
Okay, anyhow. Now, a group of researchers says they've settled the debate using genetic techniques and a 93-year-old museum specimen confirming once and for all that the Excursus blue was its own distinct species. Reports like Jake Bueller for Science News. Said, I guess. I don't know. Said's not in there, but it doesn't make sense otherwise. The research published this week in the journal Biology Letters also confirms that the Excursus was indeed the first insect that Americans erased from the planet. Despite the permanence of extinction, the team was able to collect a tissue sample for their genetic analysis from a pinned specimen in the drawers of the Natural History Collections maintained by the Field Museum in Chicago. Specifically, they removed a tiny pinch of abdomen from the Excursus blue that was captured in 1928, according to a statement. It goes to show how critically important it is not only to collect specimens but to safeguard them. Matt, does this seem boring to you?
A little bit.
Study author Corey.
Maybe Moreau. That's why we're sad.
The director and curator of the Cornell University insect collection tells Sabrina Imbler of the New York Times, "We can't imagine the ways they will be used 100 years from now." I'm assuming they're talking about the specimens. After sequencing the museum's specimen DNA, okay, we get the point. We extincted a butterfly.
But maybe we didn't.
Maybe we didn't.
But at any event, I think we can all agree that our destruction of ecosystems is a bad thing overall.
Oh, it is. And you know what? I was going to read this other article to you, but it's behind a paywall, so I'm just going to read you the title.
Copy the address and then go to the address 12ft.io.
So this one's from The Times, and it is titled... Salmon declared endangered species for the first time. And this is by Jeremy Watson, Saturday, December 6, 2023. Oh, this one's fairly recent for me. 6 p.m. And then it says the Sunday time. So I'm not sure.
Need to know the time when it's over a year old.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
You put it there. It must be important.
It's important to the salmon.
Okay, so this one says, without intervention, the survival of wild Atlantic salmon is at risk, experts say. Wild Atlantic salmon, the king of fish in Scotland's rivers, has been declared an endangered species for the first time by an international conservation body. British populations have plummeted by up to half between 2006 and 2020, accelerating a trend that has spanned three generations, according to the International Union for Conservation of Nature, IUCN. In Scotland, where more than 170 rivers once boasted healthy populations, numbers declined by 58%, with climate change affecting salmon at all stages of their migratory life cycle. Populations in the smaller number of salmon rivers in England and Wales also suffered steep declines. The IUCN have identified a number of key pressures faced by Atlantic salmon, including climate change, poor water quality, dams and barriers, exploitation at sea, and invasive non-native species such as Pacific pink salmon. I would also probably add in there, I'm just going out on a limb, but probably our fishing of salmon is probably a huge threat to it as well. And would...
It's not only that, Chelsea, we've talked many a time about... Well, sorry, by many a time, I think I mean once... about vehicles' impact on salmon. If you can remember, there's something in tires that is absolutely catastrophic for salmon that when it gets into rivers.
So let's just say the human threat as well is probably a huge one, is why they're also
And we kind of just have to assume that like plastic is probably doing something to them. We don't care enough to actually study it in anything because that would be bad for the economy. But odds are salmon's probably impacted by plastic in some way.
Yeah, so we get the feel of this article, I think. We can post the link in the notes. It's behind a paywall, so we already told you how to get behind the paywall if we didn't edit that out. So, butterfly, we extincted it, probably that certain one, but more butterflies exist. So we're confused on that one.
Might I just say I'm a little sad because, you know, when you go down a YouTube hole, it's literally just you see an exciting title and you click on it and the videos just keep playing.
Yeah.
I did that with like medieval cooking.
Hey, I've looked at, there's this guy that like cooks medieval cooking.
Who has the hat?
Does he have a hat?
There's a guy, he has the hat.
I really liked him. He was cooking like what the kings would eat at the Colosseum when they do their tiger fights.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Tiger he finds fights. All these like super old recipes and makes them.
Yeah, there's a few of those guys. This one was specifically looking like a peasant's dinner and like it actually looked delicious. It was like Kirby peas and salmon because any peasant could go down to the river and just get a salmon because they were plentiful. Yeah,
that sounds really nice.
Yeah, it's kind of sad to see that like in our future apocalyptic age, those peasants are going to be eating this. Oh, sorry. And it was multi-grain bread. That was the other thing, too, because the white bread was just for the upper class.
Really? Who wants that shit anyway?
Yeah.
It's funny what the upper class reserved for themselves, yet like the slaves ate lobster and the peasants ate salmon.
Well, to be fair, they were entirely coated in lead at the time, so they weren't thinking right. In any event, I don't know how to say it, so just like take your 48 hours, do your thing, come back here. Maybe, probably don't ingest any lead and or plastic. I know you can't avoid either, but just don't intentionally intake either. So, good luck. Bye.
I'm in the clear, I think. Bye.
Help D. DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, Saturday, October 25th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.